League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. As host of Soccer Matters, I remind you, nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Summer's here. Get out on a patio, get down to your favorite pub like the Gorgeous Gale or the King's Court, and check out the Premier League opening games this season. Or come out to a Dynamo game. Most importantly, grab your friends and an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 every Wednesday. Who better to talk about the Premier League with than Warren Barton? He is a Fox analyst, former Newcastle United defender. He joins us now. Warren, how are you?
I'm very well, my friend. Very well. Looking forward to the start of the season.
Yeah, and the Premier League for the 26th season begins on Friday with Arsenal taking on Leicester. Let's just pop through a couple of the teams and get some of your thoughts. Let's start with Manchester City. Many people tabbing them as the favorites here. Some good additions, Kyle Walker, Ederson, Bernardo Silva, Gabriel Jesus getting fit. Big year for Pep. Your thoughts on Manchester City?
Yeah, I think they have to win a major trophy, i.e. being the Premier League, or at least going semi-finals or to a final of the Champions League. I think the money that he spent, and considering this is a coach that's really been known, particularly at Barcelona, bringing academy players through, now he's just changed his philosophy of buying his way to win it. So we know the style of football. The goalkeeper has been a situation since he got rid of Joe Hart, who's gone on loan to West Ham, bringing other people in. So that seems to be now at the forefront that he's made a decision with his new goalkeeper. I think the biggest thing is keeping someone like Vincent Kompany fit with his experience that he's got in the Premier League, the system that they play. And they are one of the favourites with the money that they've spent. But I do believe with Pep, he'll have a big eye and maybe more focus on the Champions League, because that's what they want to do. They want to start winning that type of trophy. It's very similar to what Chelsea did, like domestically win trophies, but then the next step is to go and win the Champions League and compete with the likes of Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Barcelona. So I think that's where it'll be his big focus. But he has to be silverware for this year. He can't go another year without winning it.
Warren, sometimes it's hard to tell, obviously, because we're on the outside. But how bought in do you think Sergio Aguero is and Yaya Toure?
I know people at the club, and I was over there last summer. They're excellent professionals. They understand what is going on at the club and the way it's going forward. The money that's being spent behind the scenes. You know, I played against Manchester City many, many years ago, and they was a middle of the road and sometimes a relegating team in the Premier League. But the facilities that they have here, the money that they spent on their academy, the stadium itself, inside with the executive boxes, it's all going in that direction. I think Aguero and Yaya Toure understand that, but they also understand that sometimes you can be surplus to a requirement. But he tried it last year, Pep. You know, let's not forget, he wanted Gabriel Jesus to come in and Aguero was out. It's only because he's a great professional, as I said, I've met people at the club and know people that work there. Aguero will stay afterwards and do some finishing. He'd work with some of the other players, even when he wasn't in the team. And he's a superstar at that club. And Yaya Toure dug his heels and said, okay, I'm on a phenomenal amount of money. I'm not going to drop down at this stage of my career. Signed a new contract because he knew Pep would need him. And I think it would have been the same thing with Joe Hart. If Joe Hart would have said, I'm not going anywhere, Joe would have got in there. But Joe wanted to play with a World Cup coming along. He wants to be in the shop window. So he wanted to play. So I think them to have said to himself, you think you know the Premier League. You think you know being in Bundesliga and the Liga that you're going to come here. But we know exactly what it's all about because we've won in this league. And I think they stuck in there and said, okay, I know you're going to need me. And he did at the end. And now he's building in the midfield area, building the midfield around Yaya Toure. So he's had to have a bit of humble pie, Pep, because there's no doubt he wanted them out, but he didn't realise how tough this league was and demanding how it was in the league. So now he's got these players, and they will play because of the club. I don't think it's mainly because of him.
Warren Barton, Fox analyst, joining us here. We're heading through some of the top clubs in the Premier League. 26th season of the Premier League kicking off. Let's go to Chelsea, last year's title winners. Have they done enough to strengthen things here? And obviously this is being said with the transfer windows being open still.
No, I don't think so. I think they bought well. I think Morata, although it didn't work for him in the Community Shield the weekend, and no conviction on his penalty, and I know he's a young man, and he's not going to be Costa, you know, he's not going to be that type of physical presence. He's more mobile, he's more influence in the hold-up play and bringing other people into the game. I think he's an excellent signing. So I think they bought well, but I think they need to strengthen. I always go back to the great teams, whether it was, and again, going back just back to the Premier League and the British teams, as Liverpool, when they was doing well, they always went and bought top players and bring them in when they was being successful. Manchester United, the same thing, when they were doing well, going to buy Van Persie, bringing other people in. I think they need to go and buy another, at least one or two players, whether it's at the heart of the defence or whether it's at wide areas. I think more important would be them wing-backs. Oxlade-Chamberlain's a player that they've looked at that maybe they feel that they can get him cheaper than maybe waiting in the market later on in the season. So I think that might be it. But I think they bought well, but I definitely think they want to buy more. I know he does. Again, I've spoken to people over there, and he's got a bit frustrated because he wanted about five or six top players coming in, not just squad players, on some of that top players coming in. But they, you know, when you're the same as me, really. He's got young players there. I mean, they've got such a roster of young players. He's let so many players go out on loan, young ones. Why not give them a chance rather than trying to buy maybe a foreign player that's done well in Europa or maybe the Champions League? But again, it's still not the Premier League. And it's slightly frustrating for me looking in at the outside, because they have got some good young Chelsea players that have won the FA Cup. They've won the Champions League. You know, they've won at that youth level, but you're not being given a chance. So that's a little bit frustrating, because they have got some quality younger players there.
Yeah, I'm going to be tracking the under-20 players that won the World Cup with England to actually see how much they play this year, because I thought they were some magnificently talented young kids, and they need opportunity, and they just get loaned out, these litany of loans. So that'll be one to track.
You have to look at the Championship, because that's where most of them are end up in, which is disappointing.
Yep. Arsenal. Let's talk about Arsene Wenger finished fifth last year. They were outside of the Champions League. Mesut Ozil, Alexis Sanchez, it seems like they're going to be back. They got Alexandre Lacazette, who has looked impressive. Can he score goals? You know, I'm always interested in seeing these goal scorers, because that's who we go to, that come from French League One, Serie A, and can they be effective in the Premier League? And what's different for them in the Premier League when it comes to scoring goals?
Yeah, no, I like I said, I watched a lot of him through Fox doing Champions League when Leon was in there, and obviously Europa. I mean, not only does he score wonderful goals like he did against Roma last season, which was a thunderbolt from outside the penalty area, he's a goal scorer. He's a bit like a Chicharito, where it comes off his knee, his backside, his shoulder, the back of his head. So he will score goals. And one thing with Arsenal, with Ozil and Sanchez, and I think Sanchez is safe. I think he'll see his contract out, because I don't think Wenger's that worried about signing them on a four-year deal, because I think this will be the last 2 years of Wenger that we have. I mean, we've been saying that for 10 years, but I honestly do believe it's just 2 years and then he'll go and move on. So I don't think really Wenger's too worried about signing Sanchez on a 4 or 5 year deal. So if you want to see out your contract and just give me a year, I think that may be the scenario that happens. So Arsenal will create chances. Lacazette has got pace, he's got mobility, something that Giroud's not got, and although they've done quite well with him, they've got a big roster. You know, you see that at the weekend when you had the Community Shield list out. They had about another 10 or 12 players more than Chelsea. So they've got depth in there. Whether they're going to have to get one or two out of the lesser players. But they still may have depth. They may have players. But have they got that mentality? Have they got a winner that's going to drive them on, whether a Yaya Toure or that sort of Aguero or Vincent Kompany? I'm not sure whether they've got that in abundance. But I'm sure they do well. They're not obviously in Champions League. So I do believe they will finish in the top four and get back in the Champions League and maybe another bit of silverware, but not the FA Cup.
He's Warren Barton, Fox analyst, joining us here, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We're picking off a couple of the top teams that you all love to watch in the Premier League. Let's go to Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp. We all love Jurgen Klopp, I think. Fourth last year, they got a Champions League place. Is it all hinging on Coutinho staying or going?
No, because I think even if he stays, they need to bring Van Dijk. Was a player that they was linked with early in the summer. Now he's put a transfer request in. I think he will come. Keta, the one from the Bundesliga, they might try and get him as well. I think they need to add and add quickly. And the problem is, and you know, Glenn, if they do now sell Coutinho for reportedly $120 million, when they go and buy a player, it's going to go up another $15 million because they know they're desperate. So they haven't done any good business. Although Klopp was saying, Salah, we got him, we know what we're doing, we're going to have the business done in June, then we can all look forward to... Well, no, they're not. They're still wanting. Alan Alano is the player that's going to be injured for a few weeks. Sturridge, you're not sure whether you're going to get 30 games out of him or 3 games. So that's a big concern as well. I think Liverpool might struggle a little bit this season. And Klopp is under a lot of pressure. Big Stan Collymore, a Liverpool legend, you know, I spoke to him about, the time's gone now with Klopp about his pressing, his energy, his snarling, his jumping, his win as a trophy, start winning things. And that's what Liverpool have always been brought up on. So whether it's the board or whether it's him, they need to pull their finger out and get some players in and add. And if they do lose Coutinho, add more quality quicker, because if you leave it too late, you're going to have to pay crazy money, which is for crazy money as it is at the moment. But you're only going to have a short window of maybe 7 or 8 days after the Champions League. And they need to qualify for the Champions League. Hoffenheim are an excellent team. They won't have any fear about playing Klopp and Liverpool. So it's the worst scenario for both teams, because they're two outstanding teams and one of them's going to go out. But I just think Liverpool being at home on the second leg in the Champions League may be enough for them to sit through. But they need Champions League and they need reinforcements quickly.
Manchester United, great signing in Nemanja Matic, because it could have a wonderful influence on Paul Pogba. And then Lukaku, obviously, up front. It seems like a pretty good off-season for Manchester United and Jose Mourinho.
It didn't look like that on Tuesday in the Super Cup.
No, it didn't.
You know, Real Madrid.
There was a gap there.
But Real Madrid did that. Yeah, Real Madrid did that to Atletico Madrid. They've done it to Juventus, who everybody said was the best defensive team in the world, and they blew them apart. So it just shows you how good Zidane and Real Madrid are. But I liked Manchester United. You look at what Mourinho's done to what he did when he was at Chelsea the first time with Terry, Essien, Lampard, Dropper, all physical, Pedicek, all physically athletes, men throughout the spine of his team. And he's done that with Bailly, Matic, as you said, Pogba, and now, obviously, Lukaku down the middle. He will score goals. It's different being a number 9 for Everton than it is being for Manchester United. I get that. I understand that. But the one thing he does, he knows the Premier League, and he will score goals against the likes of maybe, you know, Stoke, West Brom, which will give him confidence then to go into bigger games and get results and get performances against the likes of maybe Arsenal, Chelsea and Manchester City. So there is a lot of pressure on them, but I think United will win it. I think United will win the league. I think Mourinho's got a bee in his bonnet, which means he wants to prove Chelsea wrong for letting him go. And obviously, I think he wants to win a trophy to nowhere near put him on the same pedestal as Sir Alex Ferguson, but to say, I did similar to what Sir Alex did. I did win a Premier League. And I think he will be main focus. Second season round, got rid of players that he didn't want. And they've got abundance of talent. I mean, Rashford, I still like Martial. I mean, he's a young player. He looks like he's got the world on his shoulders, but I think he's got an X factor with his pace. If only he looked like he enjoyed it, Glenn. You know, I watch him play and I think, please smile, please enjoy it. And you're playing for Manchester United. Forget about the money and everything else. But if you can get him on the good side, he's another talented player, Mata. So I fancy them to go all the way. I'm not sure how well they do in the Champions League. I think get out of the group stage and maybe quarterfinals, but I think their main focus is really winning the Premier League, and I think that's where he want to do well.
All right, Warren, we got 1 minute. Last but not least, and these are great synopses for all our listeners. Let's go to Spurs. No signings. They lost Kyle Walker to Manchester City, obviously, for crazy money. They're going to be playing at Wembley. What do you think of Pochettino and Spurs?
I love him, and I love their starting 11, but I think they struggle. Trippier is not Kyle Walker. We see that towards the end of the season. He thinks he is, but he's not. He's not athletic. He's not strong enough to play at that level yet. Being at Wembley, when they press high press and high tempo, and I've had a conversation with Brad Friedel about this, I think they're going to get picked off at Wembley. Now, whether that's in the Champions League or whether that's in the, you know, playing against the top teams in the Premier League, I think they're going to get picked off because it's a much bigger field. So I think they will struggle this season in the sense of being in the top 5, top 6. I don't see them challenging. I don't think they're deep enough in their roster as well. So unfortunately for Spurs, they may struggle a little bit.
Warren, as always, great stuff. We thank you very much. We look forward to the next time you're on the program, and thanks for all that great Premier League talk. Perfect heading into this Friday's opener between Arsenal and Leicester.
Yeah, gentlemen. Take care, my friend.
All right, the one and only Warren Barton here. How about that for quick hits on all those teams? Some great things to think about there. As host of Soccer Matters, I'm reminding you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Summer's here. Get out on a patio. Get out to the pool. Hey, make sure you listen every Wednesday night, 7 Central, to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Or get over to the Gorgeous Gale or the King's Court down near BBVA Compass Stadium. But most importantly, do it with your friends in an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights. Whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week, remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break. What a great little time there with Warren Barton of Fox.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Glenn Davis here for Liberty Kitchen. You know, Liberty Kitchen knows how to serve it up, whether it's lunch, brunch, or supper. Think of it as modern American comfort food. Some of the staples at Liberty Kitchen include deviled eggs topped with fried oysters, cowboy surfers, oysters on the half shell, grilled chops and steaks, ribs, and fish. Liberty Kitchen's signature cocktails, plus always cold beer on tap. Now you know why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop. Liberty Kitchen, Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and Treehouse, Memorial City.
Come over here.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
I was just telling Manny G of El Batallón, I said, 1980s, man, this is in excess. You probably weren't even born. I saw these guys at the Astro Arena, and I'll tell you what, they were harder live, but man, they were a tight band.
Let's start talking to me about ministry, then we can start getting
Now we're talking. I thought this was a Costa Din. I thought this was a soccer show. We could do music, too. All right, let me tell you who we got in here right now, because this is going to be a great couple of segments here. We got, to me, some of the brightest, most passionate personalities here in Houston when it comes to soccer. They're all involved with their local supporters groups, which go beyond just drinking beer and being social, and they actually do a lot of charity work as well. And they've got ideas, they got youth on their side, they got a lot of really cool things. So representing Real Madrid, Houston Peña, as we've known so many times before, our good friend Eddie Mendoza in here. Eddie, the only reason you get introduced first is because the Champions League holders are Real Madrid.
Oh, definitely, I appreciate that, and thank you for the invitation. And you could add a Super Cup as well.
I know. We're going to talk about that. Don't worry. Eddie's always ready. I hope Real Madrid that, well, we're going to talk about this. Houston Culés, which is a Barcelona fan group. He's Costa Din, another one of the great guys. Costa, welcome in.
Thank you, sir. Thank you again for inviting me.
We're
going to
talk a little Neymar with you tonight.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. And thank you for everything and for what you're doing for the beautiful game in Houston and further down. It's amazing to have people like you to fill that call for soccer, since we all know we live in the U.S., where soccer is maybe number four.
Very sport. Kind to you, Costa.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and I'm glad you're here as well. And these guys have all been in here before. And Manny G of El Batallón, one of my all-time favorites. I go back a little longer with Manny G. El Batallón, they hang out down at King's Court before all the Dynamo games and big games down there. So, Manny, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me, Glenn. And just to blow the appropriate smoke off the proper rear, we cannot say enough for what it is that you do for this sport in this city. Listen, thank you. Thank you for having us.
I enjoy every minute of it. And just a reminder, I came here as a 23-year-old to play professional soccer, and it didn't quite look like what it looks like at BBVA Compass Stadium. Okay. So it's all good. All right, so let's just I want to get into the Neymar thing off the top, and everybody's included in this. I want commentary from everybody. But Costa, okay, Neymar's gone. He's gone to PSG. Put your spin on this for me, and tell me if, at the end of what your comments are, if this is something that could benefit Barcelona.
Well, I was surprised about Neymar leaving until the moment I heard about it, and then that all become big soap. People are talking, people are making a lot of rumors that he's gone, he's over there, he's in Houston, I mean, in Miami, then he's flying back to Dubai, I think, to sign the contract. I actually avoid everything until the moment he actually signed for Paris Saint-Germain, which I kind of assume after the rumors become bigger and bigger. It was a big hole to fill in Barcelona, definitely. He's one of the best players in Barcelona, and the only way we can fulfill that hole if we actually buy players, top-class players. My personal choice will be Dybala and Coutinho, but we all know that's not easy task. I mean, it's easy to
supposedly
request
talks
players.
With Coutinho. Right,
the talks are continuing still. Yeah, the only thing I'm
Do you ever feel guilty taking these players from other clubs?
No.
I mean, because here's my little take on this, and I'm going to throw it to you, Eddie, and then back to you, Costa and Manny. I like the fact that Neymar is going to PSG, and I'll tell you why. Because now I have another team that I want to watch. I'm not fully embedded with anybody. I want to see good soccer, but I want to see that guy be a leader at PSG now, right? Because he's going there to be the star. And guess what? French League One's going. Thank you very much. We got more eyeballs because, you know what? People are going to be watching Neymar play against French teams they've never even heard of because simply people want to see that guy with a ball at his feet.
Definitely, Glenn. I totally agree. I think that Neymar going to PSG, it's something great for Ligue 1 over there in France. A lot of people are going to be watching that now because everybody, they know Neymar is the next big thing that they've just been waiting on. In Barcelona, he contributed a lot. He helped Messi, but he just needs his own time to shine. He has a great team around him with Di Maria. He has Dani Alves. He has Edison Cavani. He has everything he needs. He could take him to maybe semifinals, even a Champions League final, or hopefully see if he gets there, maybe play Real Madrid at the end.
So, Manny, I mean, are you going to watch? Listen, all of a sudden, I know I'm watching PSG more. I know I am. Are
none,
you?
None of the teams I follow are ever the ones that steal those big players away from
who
from
are
other
the teams,
teams
you follow?
Man, that's a long list. But if we're talking Spain, it's probably going to be Valencia. And if we're talking France, then it's going to be Marseille. But, you know, I don't think spreading the wealth is ever a bad thing amongst the big leagues in Europe. If too many people want too much of the pie, then the pie gets smaller. Right, so if you've got more people paying attention to more European leagues, more European soccer, or whatever market it is that they're pushing, it's going to be better for them. They're going to get better TV marketing, and once the, you know, just like you said, they're building a heck of a team in Paris right now. Real contenders that are going to, you know, go forward and play some of the big teams in Europe, and hopefully make those finals. And that's going to be a lot of TV money, a lot of sponsorship money for the clubs, and it's going to be really exciting for the fans to see. I'm like, you're seeing a lot of the best players spread out, where it's not everyone just completely stacked on Barcelona or Real Madrid. You're going to actually see a little bit of PSG back. You know, there was some time where you might be able to see Inter Milan and whatnot. You don't see that so much anymore, but it's good. I'm excited for him. I hope this chapter in his career just, you know, lifts him higher. Good for him.
Yeah, I loved when he was quoted as saying, I didn't do it for the money.
It's always about
the money.
Maybe not only the money.
But it's kind of funny. I mean, to hear that. Hey, join us here, 713-780-3776. Join the discussion here. Anything you hear from Manny, Eddie, Costa, myself, join in the conversation here. All right. Philip Senderos, formerly of Arsenal, signed for the Houston Dynamo. Now, I'm assuming he hasn't been signed on big dollars. He's being brought for a variety of reasons. We read the reasons from Wilmer Cabrera and Matt Jordan earlier in the show. Does that do anything to excite you, Costa, that a player like Senderos, who's been in three World Cups, is coming to Houston?
Actually, yes. He will bring a lot of experience in the club for me, even though people have different opinion about it. Somebody says he's a good signing, somebody says a bad signing, because he was not very active the recent years.
Yeah.
And most of people think that MLS is just, okay, I'm retired, let's go get some money. I don't think that's true in every case. But he definitely will bring a lot of experience. He played in a major league.
You guys
are playing three World Cups.
You guys are watching the best in the world.
Yeah.
But you have no problem supporting the Dynamo as well, correct?
Yeah, it's a hometown, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So when you hear somebody say from your perspective that, MLS is a retirement league, well, that's ignorant right now.
Yeah, it's
because
it's not
like the days when Lothar Matthäus was coming here. come here and be very much embarrassed.
We got players and play for 5-6 years here from Europe, from all over the world. How they're retiring for 6 years when they still continue playing.
Yeah, and you got young talents like Martinez coming to the league.
We got a very good talent from Argentina. I'll look him up. He played for River Plate and he played in Europe in Braga, I think.
Yeah.
Porto, he's a great addition for the team.
Yeah, that's Costa Din, Barcelona fan club. They're Houston Culés. I'm saying that
Culés.
Right? Culés. Houston Coolis, Eddie Mendoza, Houston Pena. All right, so how do you feel about that, Eddie? I mean, do you call people out? Do you say, hey, you know, you're a little ignorant, and here's why?
No, I think that the Dynamo are doing all the right steps. They're bringing on the right players to bring us back into the playoffs. Getting further is where we deserve to be, back in the finals. And everything that they're doing right now, I'm really supporting and looking forward to going to the games.
Yeah, Manny, I don't think there's any question that when your business is sick and ailing, and these are some of the words that Wilmer Cabrera used when he got, which I really appreciated, him being fresh and not giving a smokescreen. First thing you got to do is you got to spit shine the product, and you got to get the product better, and you got to get it entertaining. We got bored with the football down there. We got fatigued. We got tired. All of us did. Yeah. And all of a sudden, we're not playing for corner kicks anymore. Sure. I'm getting excited about a corner kick. We've got open play now. We've got more open play. We've got things that people like yourselves that follow Barcelona, Real Madrid, other teams, this diverse international city, people want to see good football. We got a good product.
Yeah, no, most definitely. The changes that I've seen, especially over the last season, has been night and day over what we've had to deal with the last few seasons. I'm on the fence, to be honest, about Philippe, simply because I just don't know how it makes sense. I'm not Jordan. I'm not Wilmer. I don't see what it is that they're trying to do, where they're trying to work him in. Are they trying to do maybe a player-coach sort of thing where he brings in that experience? Because the way they've shorted the back line right now, it's night and like it's polaric
so
from
I
what
stop,
it was.
Can I stop you right there? So why are we getting some negativity to Leonardo?
Machado could be
the MVP of the team right now. Why are we getting negativity to Leonardo? Because let me tell you something. What we've had at the center back position the years prior, what are these people doing? Are they drinking?
It's got to be short attention span. It has to be. I'm like, if they didn't remember what we had like before,
I mean,
if you think the grass is greener, the grass was
solid.
Yellow before.
Yeah.
Not to take away from any of those professionals.
No.
But
it's an upgrade, though.
Yeah,
we have to be honest
definitely.
Here. This is why we talk about the sport.
Sure, most definitely. It has been an upgrade. So I don't know what it is that they're doing, but I will say this. As cynical as I've become over the last few seasons, I will give Wilmer and Jordan the benefit of the doubt because the moves that they've made have been the right moves.
100%. I agree with you. I agree with you.
So I will reserve my judgment, and we will see what he brings to the field. I am excited to see what Tomas can do. Not that I'm not excited to see Philippe, but we'll see. I'm going to be here either way, thick or thin, so...
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's been an entertaining product at home, especially. Hoping the Dynamo are going to get the Hondurans back in the fold and ripping it up like they were in the beginning of the year. 713-780-3776. We got this little thing called Barcelona Real Madrid on Sunday, Costa. What's the plans of the Houston Coolis?
Well, it's not a little thing.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know. The plan for the Coolis is we're going to gather in the Richmond Arms Club. Okay. It's on Richmond and Fountain View.
Yeah. Or Michael, the owner over there, a long time.
Yes.
Richmond Arms was around, when I came here. It's incredible.
My favorite football bar by far. We're getting around noon or 1 o'clock so we can
meet.
But
you do
and,
like the gorgeous
greet.
Gale in Kings
them.
Court, right?
Especially Gabby and Jocelyn. Yeah. I hope they listen to this radio.
But what does this mean? Where does this game stack up now? I mean, it's Barcelona, Real Madrid. Well, you guys went to the friendly.
Yes.
It was still competitive. Where does this stack up now in the overall season, and how much confidence can be taken out of this game?
It's the beginning of the season, so, I mean, everything's going to be a guess right now. I'm really excited to see the new coach, Valverde, and what he's going to bring on the table. I watched all three preseason games. They're amazing games, amazing approach of the game. I was very excited to see his new tactics. But I never mix the friendly games with the official games, so I always have kind of... I'm kind of reserved with I want to see what's happening on Sunday. There's the official game, the beginning of the season. It's a Super Cup, which is two games. The first game is at Nou Camp. We need to see how we're going to fill the gap without Neymar, who we're going to put on the left side position, probably Paco, or maybe Valverde have better ideas than me.
All right, hold that thought, because somebody's on the line. Adrian, I believe, is on the line. He wants to talk about Neymar. Adrian, what do you got to bring to the conversation, Adrian?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Very good. Thanks for the phone call. What's on your mind about Neymar? Yeah.
Oh, no, I heard you guys talking about it earlier. I'm a friend of Eddie's. I saw a representative from a few tennis. Go Real Madrid there. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about Neymar and just kind of wanted to piggyback a little bit off about what that brings to, I guess, kind of the overall marketing of the program. So I'll kind of take it to a personal example. My 8-year-old son, who's a huge soccer fan, he knows 3 teams. He knows Real Madrid, Barcelona, and Manchester.
Okay. Already?
Already.
And he knows Neymar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He knows that much. Since the Neymar move, he's now asking me to watch PSG games and buy PSG jerseys. So just think about what that's already doing and how this change is already affecting the youth of soccer now. Now we're going to have more youth starting to watch these French leagues, the French league, and you know, they're going to learn more about, you know, like the other gentleman said, watching Marseille and Lyon and PSG. So
yeah,
I think this is good.
We made that point, and you're making it well again, that the French league now is going to get a whole bunch of other eyeballs and real interest, I think. And
Definitely.
It's always kind of been slotted below the Premier League, La Liga, and the Bundesliga, I don't think any question. So I think that's a good thing. I'm sorry for the changes in your household financially now that you got to go out and buy PSG jerseys and things like that.
But it's
great. It's exciting. I like the wealth being spread, and I want to see if he can be the real leader of that team and, you know, not hanging out with Justin Bieber, but carrying the PSG to glory, you know? All right? Thank you.
Yeah, I think he will be a leader. So, yeah, just wanted to throw that little example out. You know, this is going to be good for football all around.
Thank you, Adrian. We appreciate the phone call. Okay, on to Eddie. Eddie, talk a little bit about Sunday, Real Madrid and Barcelona. What it means to you as a Real Madrid fan.
Well, Sunday, we're looking forward to any Madrid fans that are looking for a spot to come check it out. Come check it out with the Real Madrid Houston Peña. We're at Atlas Pub at 5102 Washington Avenue, Houston, Texas. Pretty much, we're going to have everybody get there about noon. Kickoff's at 3, but the place does get packed, so we really strongly encourage you to get there pretty early. Hopefully, one of these days, Glenn could come check out Clásico with us and see how rowdy it gets.
I'm planning on coming to everybody's, okay?
Definitely.
Please do. And I'm going to have the time now to do it. So
we look forward to that. And
what time are we on Sunday? What time is Sunday?
Kickoff's at 3.
3.
We'll get there at 12 or 1.
Okay.
For you, if you come 2:30, I have space for you. I promise.
Yeah?
With a beer waiting for you in the coolest room to see what loudness means.
Yeah. This is good.
You're going to get a special place.
We'll let Glenn be the judge of
I might do? I think I'm going to come one half.
Sounds good.
Definitely.
One half at each place. I'm going to get it logged out logistically. I'm going both places.
You got my number.
Call me.
I have a place for you to send.
Okay,
we look forward to you, and we're waiting for you at Atlas Pub, Glenn.
Okay, Atlas Pub with Real Madrid. Houston Culis. We'll be at the Richmond Arms. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Manny G about a couple Dynamo-related things. And also I want to find out, Manny G, what are some of the clubs that your guys in your group, El Batallón, follow? I'm going to think there's a little Liga MX in there.
Most definitely. Just a little bit. Just a few.
All right, we'll take a break here. Just a reminder here, the Dynamo's taking on San Jose this weekend. Sporting KC on 37 points, top of the table. San Jose on 32. It is tight in the West. It's only a 5-point difference between first place and sixth place. Right now, third caller, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dash FC Kansas City. That is this Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. We'll take a break. More with Manny G, more with Eddie, and more with Costa when we come back.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, that's Maximus Dan, the Soca train. You know the Soca Warriors down in Trinidad. I want to get quickly to the phone lines, though, because I got a good friend on here who's got a great story for us. Let's go to Crystal. Crystal, how are you?
Hello?
Hi, Crystal. You're on the air. How are you?
Good.
Okay. You have some big news for us, right? Your team, the Fireballs?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yes. Our team, Inga Cowboys 2, they went to state and they played, they fish, I went to state for the Special Olympics.
Oh, and that's great.
Million Fox, all coach. The team rode a plane, and they rode a bus, a charter bus, and I got to see pictures from the start of the trip to the end of the trip.
Oh, that's awesome. It's fireballs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fireballs?
Yeah.
All right, Crystal.
What did you say?
I just said the team was the Fireballs, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, here we're going to all give a big clap right now to the Fireballs.
Good job.
Good job, Crystal.
Good job, Crystal. Keep it up with it.
Thank you for the phone call, Crystal.
Okay. Do you still want me to call next week?
You bet I do. You call me next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Crystal.
Bye, Crystal.
Bye, sweetie.
Oh,
bye.
What a sweetheart. Yeah, that was good from Crystal. All right. So Costa Din is in here. Eddie Mendoza and Manny G. So, Manny, tell me about your group down at Kings Court. El Batallón, we know you guys for years down here.
Sure.
But how do they split the loyalties? Because, I mean, you guys prove that you can be – everybody in here proves you can be a Dynamo fan and you can be a fan of your top European or club from around the world.
So I think what it comes down to always is, you know, we've got a certain origin of us, whether we were born – in those cities or born in those countries and came here and emigrated here, you know, our roots are there. Wherever it is, whether it's, you know, Saprissa, whether it's Cruz Azul, Pumas, Puebla, Monterrey, Tigres, we've got so many so many teams. And we've got Argentines too, River Plate, Boca, San Lorenzo, myself, Pachuca. But at the end of the day, what brings us together is the city, and it's the pride for the city. And I really can't emphasize that enough, that, you know, whether there's an old punk song that says, you know, some of us were born here, some of us moved here, some of us were dragged here, but none of us are leaving. And what the city has given us life, it's given us career, it's given us an opportunity, whether we were running from or running to something. It's given us an ability to make family, education. So, and it's embraced us in a way that, as we see so much turmoil around the rest of the country, we see embrace of culture and embrace of people here. And because of that, because of how much love we have for the city, there's no question that when there was going to be local soccer, that those of like-minded individuals were going to come together and say, yo, regardless of where it is we come from, we're still going to love our team, we're still going to love our roots, but we're going to set some roots down here so that those kids that come down and have never known a life without Dynamo can grow up having that culture and having that pride and having that passion. I think a lot of that, we talk a lot about love for the city, but I don't think it would be right unless we would put it into action. And we do it when we sweat and we sing and we lose our voices on the stands. And beyond that, our charitable events to give back to the community as well. So that's us in a nutshell.
Very well put, Manny. Listen, I'm in the same boat as you guys. I came here as a 22 or 23-year-old to play on a professional soccer team. I never knew I was going to end up living here. This city has given me more than I can ever give back to it, opportunity, people helping me. I always loved Houston, Eddie, because Houston to me, you know, the coasts are kind of entitled. You know, the nose is up in the air a little bit. I grew up on the East Coast in New Jersey, outside New York City. Houston's always been a very giving place. In your case, you know, what are the other clubs outside of the Dynamo that does anybody follow anybody else? I mean, can there be anybody else after Real Madrid?
No, yeah, definitely. Everybody follows Real Madrid. We support the Dynamo. We try to make it out to as many games as we can. Definitely we'll be out there this Saturday. And some people, like myself, we like Chivas. So we follow Chivas. And we're we're all in it for the passion. So
should we be just coming to the stadium sometimes because it's our soccer temple?
Absolutely.
Forget about who our colors are. Yeah. Shouldn't we just be going there in the name of soccer sometimes? Absolutely. Should we market it like that too? That everybody who loves the sport of soccer, sport, we all got something in common. It doesn't matter where you're from. Let's go to BBVA Compass Stadium, Costa.
Yeah, I totally agree with it, yeah. When I moved to U.S.
We get more Macedonians ago? Down there?
Yeah, we have 10 people in Houston. Majority.
Hey, that's 10 more than they got. That's 10 more than they got in Dallas, man.
Yeah. But I totally agree with that. I mean, I support FC Barcelona. That's my one and only team. But I don't mind to go watch Dynamo game and cheer for them. And everybody should do in Houston. Because when I moved here 11 years ago, my biggest concern was life, watching life. This is my biggest concern. I can watch my team on stream or watching on ESPN or any other channel, but. I grew up watching the stadium, either climb on the fence or pay the money. I travel for 2 days literally to watch a game in the country next to mine, like Serbia, Bulgaria, whatsoever. But right now we have a 30-minute drive, stadium. Why not? There's no excuse not to watch the game.
Yep.
And I was lucky, I admit. But
going to the live game has got to be the combination with following your teams in the pubs and everything else. Quickly, let's put Javier on because I think he's part of your group, Eddie.
Yes.
Javier, what do you got to say here? You got to make it quick, buddy, please.
Oh, okay. I just want to give a shout-out to Eddie Mendoza. We really appreciate what he did for Real Madrid in Houston. It gives us an opportunity for us Madridistas to gather at Atlas Pub and enjoy and love that Spanish football.
You know what? You got to have organizers, and I hope everybody who's involved with these supporters groups, Manny G with El Bateon, Eddie Mendoza with Real Madrid's Houston Peña, Costa Din with Houston Culés, you guys that are in these groups, don't forget, they spend a lot of time putting things together and organizing things, and you know sometimes you need to help them out a little bit. You've got 20 seconds, Costa. Anything you want to say in 20 seconds?
I just want to encourage everybody in Houston to come to Houston Culés, to meet us, to greet us, to see how we're doing with the things. I think they'll be very satisfied. They'll join the club. Come to Richmond Adams.
Got a website?
We got Facebook, we have a Houston Culés. Just request C-U-L-E-S. And we'll take care of from them. C-U-L-E-S. We'll take care of you from there. Don't worry. You're in a good hands.
Just 20 seconds, Eddie.
Yeah, just follow us on Facebook, Real Madrid Houston Peña. We also have a website, Real Madrid Houston Peña. Any questions you have, let us know, and we'll see you at Atlas Pub this Sunday when Real Madrid wins the Clásico.
I'm going to keep Costa. It's a big show, Costa.
hey, listen, with El Batallón, you come and see us. If you want to follow us on Facebook, EB La Banda del Batallón. We're at Kings Court 903 Hutchins, and starting this Saturday, 9/12 all the way to 9/18, we are actually getting together. We're doing a drive for school supplies for needy families. So come on down, help us out, help out the needy families, show how big Houston's heart is. Come and give, come and have a good time.
By the way, I'm joining you guys before the Dynamo game down there. So
yeah,
I'll see you guys.
You always
there.
Have a home with us.
So I'm making rounds this weekend. I'm going to see Manny G and El Bateon. I'm going to see Eddie Mendoza and Houston Peña. I'm going to see Costa Din and Houston Culés this weekend.
Thank
So I got
some
celebrate fun
together.
Stuff this weekend. And that'll do it here for tonight. My thanks as always to Tyler Scott, Victor Ariza, for getting us. Nailed down here on Facebook. He does tremendous work for Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. I thank Bud Light as well. Things go great with Bud Light, including listening to this show, Soccer Matters, on ESPN 97.5. Grab your friends an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights. Do it down at the King's Court this weekend or the Gorgeous Gale. For Eddie, for Manny, for Costa, for Tomas Martinez, good night, everybody.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.